The best CPU for laptops 2020. We compare Intel versus AMD. By Gordon Mahung in PC World on October 7th. AMD and Intel both make good laptop chips now. Which one is best for you? We'll break it down here. What's the best CPU to get in your next laptop? That question became a lot harder to answer earlier this year when AMD unleashed its Ryzen 4000 mobile CPUs, finally bringing some real competition against Intel's Core product line. If that weren't enough, Intel has multiple generations of Core mobile CPUs on the market, each with specific strengths and weaknesses. We're here to help you navigate this chaotic landscape. But without thousands of words and stacks of charts, we'll start with a quick primer on the strengths and weaknesses of each chip. Then we'll discuss how to pick the right one for you. To keep this from getting too overwhelming, we'll stick only to the CPUs that typically go into 3-pound thin and light laptops rather than get into thicker and heavier gaming laptops. Does it even matter which CPU you have? Before you go on, keep in mind that paying for more performance if you don't actually use it is often a waste of money. The truth is that for most people who browse the web, check email, watch YouTube, or run Microsoft Office, just about any modern Core or Ryzen CPU with an SSD and enough RAM offers more than enough performance. Rather than worrying about how the CPU was manufactured or about some special feature it has, you may get more satisfaction by prioritizing the screen, keyboard, design, and price. This is especially true for 13-inch laptops. There are still real upsides to a faster CPU. Zoom video conferencing, for example, will not let you turn on its nifty virtual background feature without a newer quad-core CPU. Gaming is faster on newer chips, multitasking is better, and heavy content editing will indeed run faster on a new CPU. One last warning. This guide is based on the performance of the Ryzen 7 or Core i7 versions. Lower-end models typically give you fewer cores and slower graphics. Intel 11th Generation Tiger Lake. Intel's 11th Gen Tiger Lake CPU family is the company's newest chip. Built on a 10-nanometer process with SuperFin technology, besides giving you more megahertz, it also features an all-new graphics core called Iris Xe. Example model, Core i7-1185G7. You know this is an 11-core Gen CPU by, well, the 11 in the four digits after the designation. Larger numbers mean more performance on the CPU side. For graphics, the G and larger number means more performance. So far, there are only G4 and G7. Strength. The main strength of 11th gen chips that most will feel is in pure megahertz. The CPU can reach 4.8 gigahertz on very easy tasks and 4.3 gigahertz on more CPU intensive tasks. This typically gives 11th gen laptops an edge in Microsoft Office and other light-duty tasks. The second strength of 11th gen CPUs is AI performance, where it excels over older Intel CPUs for doing such things as using AI to sort your photos or upscale a video. Perhaps the biggest appeal of 11th gen CPUs with G7 graphics is the graphics engine. It's basically the fastest integrated graphics today and can give GeForce MX GPUs a run for the money. Weaknesses. The main weakness with the 11th gen is that it has only four cores. That weakness is really only against AMD's Ryzen 4000 series, though, which feature from 4 to 8 cores. Intel's newest 11th gen, however, easily matches or sprints away from its 10th gen siblings, even those with 6 cores. Recommended use case. Intel's 11th gen Tiger Lake essentially supersedes all previous Intel chips for basically all needs. Graphics performance on the G7 chips leads even AMD's CPUs and laptops using Iris Xe can run even recent AAA games with a few compromises. The CPU should also be the snappiest in most tasks such as office, browsing, and even mini photo chores. Although still rare, advanced AI-accelerated applications also favor Tiger Lake. It's arguably the best overall CPU in laptops today for what most people do on small laptops. Intel 10th Gen Ice Lake. Ice Lake was Intel's first 10-nanometer CPU. It features an updated graphics engine too. Ice Lake also brought the first laptop chip with support for AI and redesigned cores as well. Example model, Core i7-1065 G7. You can tell this is a 10th gen by the 4 digits after the core designation. A larger number means more performance. For example, the 3rd digit denotes power level, so an 8 uses more power than a 5. With graphics, there are 3 levels from G1 to G7, with bigger numbers meaning better performance. Strengths. The 10th gen's main strength is its improvement in efficiency. Despite not hitting the high clock speeds or megahertz of Intel's other 10th gen chips, performance didn't suffer as you might expect. The chips support DL Boost, which helped with AI image processing. New graphics cores were also much improved over the company's very tried HD and UHD graphics too. Weaknesses. Intel's 10th Gen Ice Lake series main weakness is the lack of CPU cores, topping out at 4. Against its 10th Gen sibling, it didn't look too bad, but AMD's Ryzen 4000 changed the game in the amount of CPU cores a consumer could expect in a thin and light laptop. Combine that with its relatively low clock speed, and Ice Lake's only redeeming quality is it generally was the CPU of choice for most luxury laptops and offers better graphics performance over Intel's UHD graphics. Recommended use case? Intel's 10th Gen is a fine CPU for general use, light-duty gaming, and advanced AI workloads. The 11th Gen Tiger Lake is preferred to it, but for someone looking for a premium laptop for office, browsing, and photo editing, it's still a very good CPU. Intel 10th Gen Comet Lake U. Intel's 10th Gen family gets a bad rap because of the confusion Intel created by releasing an advanced 10-nanometer 10th Gen chip along with a 10th Gen chip using older technology. Example model, Core i7-10710U. The 5 digits in the Comet Lake U family tell you that it's built on older 14-nanometer technology. Graphics on the chips were all universally mediocre. As is with other CPUs, the larger number denotes more performance. Strengths. The 10th Gen Comet Lake U is, for the most part, a direct descendant of the 8th Gen Whiskey Lake U, and most of the CPUs offer virtually the same performance. The one standout was the Core i7-10710U, which had 6 cores and hyper-threading. It also had a decently high turbo boost of 4.7 GHz, too. Weaknesses. The 10th Gen Comet Lake U gave you essentially the same graphics core as the previous five generations of CPUs. On CPU performance, Comet Lake used older 14-nanometer technology, also meant it could not run at very high clock speeds for very long. Even worse, using all six cores simultaneously drove the chip to the point of exhaustion. Recommended use case. If all you want is good enough performance and don't care about gaming, multi-core, or AI, Comet Lake U is a good candidate. If that doesn't sound like a ringing endorsement, it's because it isn't. The chip has not aged well. The 11th Gen Core and Ryzen run circles around it. The honest truth is that for most people, this is still more than enough performance. Intel's 8th Gen Whiskey Lake. Intel's 8th generation CPU sounds old, but it's still being sold in many new laptops. It's built on an older 14-nanometer technology. It doesn't have the cores of Ryzen, the clock speeds of Tiger Lake, or even gaming chops, or either. Even more confusing, the 8th Gen Whiskey Lake chips are still on sale in many, many laptops. And yes, Intel actually had two different 8th Gen chips. The more current Whiskey Lake and the older Kaby Lake are under the same umbrella. Example model. Core i7 8665U. Like all Intel CPUs, the larger number, the higher the speed. The four-digit number that starts with 8 tells you that it's an 8th-gen chip. Graphics are essentially the same as the previous 7th-gen, nothing special. Strength. The main strength of the 8th-gen CPU is its corporate security and management features in many of the models still being sold. If, for example, you needed 10,000 laptops that can be centrally managed and secured, an 8th Gen corporate CPU is the way to go. Weaknesses. From a performance standpoint, there's simply nothing special about this 4-core chip anymore. Beyond the fact that Intel turns on the corporate features on many of them, graphics are mediocre and it can't hold the high clock speeds of the newest CPUs, nor match a Ryzen 4000 in the number of cores. Recommended use case. If you really don't need a top-shelf CPU for most of what people do on a small laptop, this chip is still very solid. Yes, a new Ryzen or 11th Gen core is much faster, but you're unlikely to feel it all that much if all you do is run Outlook, Word, and a browser, and video conference. If you also need fleet management, the 8th Gen with vPro is still the go-to chip. For a consumer, the main appeal of an 8th Gen Whiskey Lake laptop, or the few even older Kaby Lake R laptops out there, is that it's still more than enough performance for what most consumers do on a laptop. It's also a far, far better option than a lower-end Pentium N or Celeron N CPU, which we'd say is almost less than adequate for general use in Windows. AMD Ryzen 4000. AMD's Ryzen 4000 is indeed a game-changer CPU that made the company's chips the superior choice at its debut. It has really strong graphics capabilities with its Radeon graphics cores and stuffing 8 cores into a 3-pound kitten. Example model, Ryzen 7 4800U. AMD adopts a similar model number schema as Intel's, with the 753 family indicating best, better, good. The first digit in the model indicates the generation, which is fourth, with the following three numbers indicating better performance the larger the number gets. The U at the end indicates the power class, which is 15 watts here, A gaming laptop would actually use the same chip, but tune for more heat and get an H instead. Strength. AMD's Ryzen 4000 is built using an advanced 7-nanometer technology, which let AMD put up to 8 cores in each CPU along with its Radeon graphics cores. The CPU is shockingly fast in multi-core performance and can even make much larger laptops using Intel CPUs sweat. Weaknesses. Ryzen 4000 is so good it almost doesn't have any weaknesses until Intel's 11th Gen Tiger Lake showed up. Today, though, we'd say Ryzen 4000's weakness is lack of high clock speeds, and a blind spot in the still very rare arena of AI. Another weakness is that most applications are optimized for Intel, which has dominated laptops for decades. Recommended use case. Ryzen 4000 can do it all, but it really shines in multi-core work such as CPU-based video encoding and editing, advanced photo editors, 3D modeling, and other tasks that would have meant moving to a larger and heavier laptop before. Although Intel's 11th Gen Tiger Lake might be preferable for office and other light-duty tasks, as well as gaming, Ryzen 4000 is more than fast enough. If you need cores and you want above-average gaming, Ryzen is a superb choice. AMD Ryzen 3000 Picasso. AMD's Ryzen 4000 gets all the love. But AMD's Ryzen 3000 Picasso is still actively being sold in laptops, such as Microsoft Surface Laptop 3. The older Picasso isn't in the same class as it uses 12-nanometer technology and is limited to 4 cores. Example model, a Ryzen 7 3780U. AMD uses the familiar Intel-like 357 to denote good, better, best. The first digit in the model tells you that it's third-generation chip, while larger numbers indicate more performance. The U tells you it's a lower-power CPU. Strength. Ryzen 7's strength was mostly in graphics, where it held a lead over most CPUs with Intel HD graphics. It was also mostly competitive with Intel's 10th Gen chips in compute tasks. And like Intel's older CPUs, the vast majority of people never use a third the performance test. So it just doesn't matter. Weaknesses. While generally okay, the Ryzen 3000 chip's main weakness shows when compared to Intel's 10th Gen Ice Lake chips, which has better all-around performance from CPU to graphics. Far worse, though, is the battery life, which is unimpressive for Ryzen 3000. Recommended use case. Like 8th Gen Whiskey Lake CPUs, Ryzen 3000 is best left to people that just don't care all that much about performance. If a half a second or slightly less responsiveness doesn't matter to you, then like most users, you won't be able to tell if it's a Ryzen 3000 or Ryzen 4000 inside. And yes, battery life matters. But if that only counts when you're moving from the kitchen to the den, then it probably doesn't matter all that much.